whole different excitement level going to the Swamp, a place you guys have never played before?
Yeah, it's a big excitement level, but I mean, like I said in the past, it's just a venue. I mean, once you get there, you notice, like, it's sweet. Yeah, it's good, cool playing here, but I mean, it's still 100 yards of grass you got to play on.
Do you guys feel like it's always important to get a win, but a little more this week because you want a good taste going into the bye week?
It's always important to get a win. We're trying to go 1-0 every week, and no matter who we're playing. Last week, you know, I was sad, and, you know, everybody was mad after the game. But moving forward, we're looking forward to getting this win and hopefully keep it on track.
Coach Sumlin just said he thought you were the most improved player on offense. When you hear that, what do you think?
I think I still got more improvement to make. No matter what, I'm still not going to be, you know, just completely just confident with what I can do. I'm always going to work harder to do what I need to do and do it at the best ability that I can.
He mentioned your blocking especially, that he said it was something maybe you weren't very good at the last couple of years, but you've been very good this time around.
I work on that every day. That's something I take pride in. In order for the running backs to make plays, we got to be able to block, you know. So downfield, I'm just blocking for Travion just as he would maybe if I was to get the ball and cut back and he'd pick up a block for me. So I'm going to do for my brother as how I hope they would do for me.
In practice this week, and I guess earlier in the season when you guys lost to UCLA, how are you guys moving on from losses differently this year than maybe you did last year and years past?
I mean, we move on the same way, but I mean, this team right now is very close team. So, I mean, we're just moving on. We know we just got to pick each other up. We know we got each other's back, and we just play for the man to the left and right of us.
How much more equipped is this team to go on the road than, let's say, game one this year?
We're way more equipped. We got more confidence going into this game, I believe. We got a confident quarterback now. We got a confident – our defense is playing wonderful. So, you know, they're going to handle the pressure well. So, it'll be all right. We'll be good going into this game.
What challenges do you expect to see from Florida on Saturday?
I expect them to play hard. They don't really mix up anything on defense from an offensive standpoint. So, they're just playing base defense, and you got to win. You got to, you know, come at them good and or great and beat them at, you know, hat on hat.
You've had a knack for big plays so far in almost every game. You catch in long passes. You're averaging about 24 yards a catch. Is there something special, the connection you have with Kellen? What's going on there?
I'm just trying to get open. I knew the past few weeks the corners that we were playing, they not as good as, you know, people would think they were. So I knew I just needed to run my routes good. That dig I caught this past week, I knew it was cover two when they dropped out, cover two man, and I knew if I just – I knew I was faster than my dude that was on me. So if I knew I wrapped him fast and got open, that he was going to see me and look for me because it was cover two man and he was going to drop out. So, yes, I just know what to do it, when to do it.
Are you faster than most guys that are covering you right now?
Yeah, I've been faster than most all of them.
Okay.
What's the overall consensus? I mean, a ton of confidence, you know, hanging that tight with Alabama. And what's the overall confidence in the locker room now?
We've been having a lot of confidence no matter who we play. We have confidence in ourselves. It don't matter if that game happened or not, we were still confident. We know what we can do. We know what we need to do, and we know how to do it. So we just got to get it done.
How impressive on tape has Kellen been just in terms of accuracy, especially on the intermediate and deep stuff, especially to you? It seems like he's been very accurate throwing to you.
He's a very accurate passer. He's still got some improvement to make. Everybody got improvements to make, and nobody's going to be complacent with themselves. So he's been a very accurate passer, and he's getting more accurate over time.
On plays when he really improvises, how much do you have to improvise in your route running so you can get open for him?
You talking about scrambling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Them are the tough ones because, you know, after that, the one he threw to Kirk, I just ran that dig. So, I mean, it gets tiring when you got to run around there and you just got to run and run and run and not go out of bounds because you cannot get pushed out of bounds. If you do, then you're dead. But it gets really tiring. You just got to know scramble drill and what you need to do and how you need to just get open, basically backyard football.
How much do you work on that in practice?
We work on it a good amount because we're a mobile quarterback, so we know he's going to get out of the pocket. So we're going to work on it and get better at it. And we obviously need to get better at it since the last game. So we're going to work on it a little more and just be good at it or be great.
Is there any scramble drill change when you're so packed in with the end zone?
It changes a lot because you know you cannot get pushed out of the back end zone. And every DB's job is to try and push you out of the back end zone. So your job is to get open and not get pushed out. And we just run around as much as you can and just have fun.
When he's out there scrambling, you're out there scrambling. Is there any fun part of that, or is it just tiring?
Oh, it's fun. It's always fun. Football's fun. Being out there is fun. I am blessed to do this. A lot of kids can't do it. A lot of kids want to do it. And I'm never going to hold tiredness over anything like that. So me running around, it's fun because when we complete it, it's not fun when we don't complete it. So it just is what it is.
Can you remind us of your story? Weren't you just going to school here in Bryan and decided I wanted to play football, and then you walked on? Is that right?
Yeah. What had happened was I was up here, I think 2013 season when, I don't know, they just started business. And I went to school in Blinn in Bryan, and then I was just going to school there, taking like 6 hours. And then I was sitting on the couch looking at the ESPN, and I was like, why am I not playing football anymore? So then I called the Blinn and Brenham coach, and they let me walk on in the spring and moved on, and eventually got here.
Why weren't you playing football then?
I went to a small high school, didn't really go to camps or anything, and nobody, like, I never really got out there enough to where I had exposure or anything like that, so.
Did you get any offers?
No, I didn't get any offers coming out of high school. No offers.
It was you and Dee Dee together, right?
At Blinn?
Yeah.
Oh, it was me, Dee Dee Westbrook, Jay Kubinek, and a kid named Darian Landry, which he could have went anywhere we went if he just had a grade. So we had a pretty good offense.
Did you have the speed in high school, or are you kind of more of a late bloomer?
No, I used to run by. I went to a small high school, so I used to run by them in high school too. Just Blinn here, you know, it didn't really matter.